Hello.
Hello, can I speak to Alan?
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, hi, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to your Scottish redress claim, the abuse during care.
Oh, yeah.
So, all you need to do today, Alan, basically, is just make sure the details we've got down on the system are correct. Take a very brief statement, and we can look at getting this claim processed for you, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So just to confirm, I've got your name as Mr. Alan Sove.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you have been known by any other names at the time?
No.
No worries. And the best email address that I've got is asove@icloud.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just confirm your door number and postcode?
It's number 12 and it's EH548LG.
Yeah, and that's Morrison Way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and can you just confirm your date of birth?
It's 29 November 1957.
1957, perfect, thank you. So, yeah, what age was you when you went into care?
I was 7.
Around 7 years old.
Yeah.
So do you remember, what's your mum, well, what was your mother's name?
My mother's name? It was Magdalene Sove.
Magdalene
Sove.
Oh. And your father's name?
John Sove.
And what was the reason you was placed into care?
They split up, my mum left my dad.
Yeah. No worries. No worries. So, do you know where it was where you first went at 7?
Polworth Terrace in Edinburgh.
Polworth Terrace, was that?
Yeah, Polworth Terrace in Edinburgh, yeah.
Yeah, and how long was you there for?
About a year.
About 1 year, yeah. And then where did you go after that?
It was called Inverritney Children's Hotel by Banff.
Inver what, sorry?
Inverritney.
Inverritney Children's Hotel?
Yeah.
And what area is that?
Banffshire.
Banffshire, sorry?
Banffshire, yeah, up near Aberdeen.
Just one moment. Sorry, and how long was you there for?
About 3 years.
And you said Inverritney, sorry, is that?
Inverickney. Inverichie. It was like that, Inverritney.
Inverritney House, was it possibly?
It was called Inverritney Children's Hotel, that was the name of it. The building's still standing, but it's not a children's home anymore.
Yeah, just trying to find it is all, because when I put hotel, all that starts coming up is a load of hotels around the area.
Probably.
Fine, it was in Aberdeen, you said, isn't it?
Yeah, and Banff.
That's fine, she's around 3 years there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then where did you go after that?
Dean House. I
didn't hear that. Dean House? And what area is that?
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. And how long was you there for?
About a year and a half.
Yeah. And then after that, where did you go?
We went to stay with my granny.
And then you went to stay with your grandma after that?
Yeah.
perfect, no worries. Did you have any siblings who was also in care with you at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, how many?
Four.
Four. No worries. If they would like to make a claim or anything like that as well, if you let them know, we can also claim on their behalf as well. Take their names.
Pardon?
Can I just take their names?
Graham. Jana.
Janice, sorry, J-A-N-I-C-E. Yeah, so obviously, just so you're aware, we won't be contacting your siblings or anything like that. The only reason why I'm asking their names is just for when we're obviously trying to locate the files and things like that. It will help us locate them if we have, like, your mother's father's name, any brothers and sisters and stuff like that. It'll just help locate your files.
Yeah. Right, it was Graham, Janice, Diane and Ian.
Diane and Ian as well, yeah. Perfect, thank you for that. And have you been known by any other names at your time when you was growing up?
No.
Just to confirm, you don't suffer from any type of terminal illness or anything like that at the moment, no?
No.
No. Perfect. Do you remember your address when you was before you moved at Sevenoff? Can you not remember that? Because I know you was fairly young.
My address before I moved to where?
Yeah, before you was placed into care.
Yeah, 68 Broomhouse Street South, Edinburgh.
Perfect, thank you. So, obviously, I do just need to take a brief statement, kind of a little bit about, you know, the abuse that you did suffer. Did you suffer any type of abuse at Polworth Terrace, or was it like Invernicky, or...?
Can you phone me back on that one?
I can call you back in regards to it, if you like, if it's not a good time to speak, I suppose. I mean, when would be best?
This afternoon?
This afternoon, yeah. I can message you on WhatsApp as well if you like. Or would you prefer me to call back in the afternoon?
I don't have WhatsApp.
Don't worry about it. What I'll do, Alan, is I'll call back this afternoon when you're obviously a little bit more, better time to speak. What time's best, roughly?
About, say, 3.
Yeah, brilliant. I'll give you a call back at 3:00 then, pal. That's not a problem. Thank you.
Mate.
Cheers. You have a nice day. Bye. Have you been to the